Wendy, Jim Peterick is here.
Wow.
Rock star extraordinaire Jim Peterick. And I have to say, you, sir, dress the way every man should dress. Every guy should dress like you.
I got a great look for radio.
You can't get that at Back Racks. You can't just go into Back Racks.
This is a Back Racks. Size Mart.
Side Smart told you that?
Dress Barn. Anyway,
how are you?
I'm great.
So good to see you.
And it's a beautiful day in Chicago. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
We love Bill and Wendy. They're like our favorites.
Oh.
New album is out, 55th anniversary.
Play on. This is the day it comes out, and we're honored to be on your show. 55 years in the making, literally. I mean, we are a family. We started in 64 as a kind of a Beatles cover band, and we'd sneak an original in now and then. And then the big magnum opus in 70 vehicle.
Yeah.
Went to number one, the fastest breaking single in Warner Brothers history.
Jeez.
Coast to coast, number one. Suddenly we're on the road with Led Zeppelin, Janis Joplin, Grateful Dead, Allman Brothers. Oh, my God. I was 19. All the guys were 19, 20
years old. Hard to imagine, isn't it?
And we didn't let it go to our heads. We didn't party. We weren't invited to the big Led Zeppelin party after the show in Winnipeg.
Yeah.
We walk in there, and there's a lot going on that we never saw before.
Yeah.
And a lot of substances being abused, and things happening in the bathroom that I never saw again, never want to see again. But we weren't affected by it. We just left the party. Thank you, Robert Plant. We're gone. We're out of here. And we went to Dunkin' Donuts across the street. And we were back in our Berwyn roots.
But can I tell you, that's why you're around all these years later.
Well, it is. And I've seen too many horror stories of that. And
yeah.
It's... You know, I want to be around, you know.
Can I ask you, this 50 years ago is the anniversary of Woodstock.
Yes.
You know? All right, so you were already playing music. Mm. You were not at Woodstock, obviously.
No, we weren't.
You just missed it, kind of, didn't you?
Thank God.
Yeah?
Yeah, what a mess. But but the thing is, that festival spawned so many lookalikes. And that was 1970, number one vehicle. We were at all these other pop festivals.
Yeah.
In Baton Rouge and Stevensville and New Orleans. And every time we would play, there'd be 200,000, well, 100,000 people anyway, with people like Allman Brothers and Brownsville Station.
Oh, yeah.
And Rhinoceros.
Smoking in the boys' room.
Yeah, right. And so Woodstock really spawned so many of those shows, so we have a lot to be thankful for.
What do you do differently when you're playing to 100,000 people as opposed to a much smaller venue?
We shout louder.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is that the key?
Yeah, in key usually. It's really no difference than,
really? Yeah.
Than playing for the two of you, which I'm looking forward to. But it's really the same thing. We always shoot for the rafters anyway, no matter if we're in a little club or, you know, in a big place.
Yeah. Yeah, you're playing the room, and even if there's just one person there, you still got to give it your all.
Audience of one. It's even harder with a small audience because, you know, everybody's there looking at you. When it's big, it's like miscellaneous. All use guys. You
know, right.
Who cares?
I just saw you recently at your son Colin Peterick's Jam Lab, the Jam Lab in Brookfield.
Yep.
You had a video party. And you performed, and I got to tell you, Jim, it was amazing to see the Ides of March still sounding perfect.
Oh, thank
even
you.
Better than ever, I'll give
well,
you.
Well, thank you. And that was great because we were doing a video for our second single. First single was Swagger with Mark Farner, and that just...
And Billboard did a nice write-up.
Yes,
congrats on that.
They did. How you doing?
Jasmine's just Jim's doing
having
some
Jazzy
social.
Lady. Jim's having a picture taken. He's not just seeing things. People listening is like, what's Jim? What's right? What happened to Jim?
No, I like this. So the next single is Friends Like You. And we had this idea of doing a live version with the audience. You know, everybody was swaying to and fro. And Mindy Hebert was, you know, she's gorgeous.
She's great and
she's
beautiful.
She's killing it. So we got a free audience for our video.
Can I tell you something?
And you're in it.
I'm in that. I brought my son, Michael. And that is the first time ever at a concert, I have done the hand thing.
Oh, wow.
They wanted us to do it, and I'm like, I'm not going to throw down now. I'll just do it.
Yeah.
But that's the only time I've ever done that.
It's so corny and embarrassing.
That's how I felt.
We all know that.
But I did it.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, you're in.
Jim, a lot of bands have a rival band, a band that they compete with over the years. Did Ides of March have a rival band?
Well, Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They were rival only because vehicle sounded so much like Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And in fact, I submitted that song to Blood, Sweat, and Tears before we put it out, and they took a pass.
Oh.
I love that
dummies.
Story.
Wow.
Yeah. But they were kind of, I mean, we got along. We did shows together. But a lot of people thought Vehicle was Blood, Sweat, and Tears. That really, you know.
Upset you a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bit. Yeah. But they're very similar because I'm very influenced by Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And me and David Clayton Thomas were both influenced by Ray Charles.
Mm.
So there's lineage there.
Mm. At the video making party, it wasn't a release party.
Yeah.
Your wife Karen got up and said a beautiful little something about how you guys met that was very, very touching. And then you came up and kind of told the other half of the story. She met you at, was it RB High School?
RB?
My alma mater.
Is it?
Yeah. And you were playing a show.
Well, no, we were waiting to see the Turtles.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I went there. Stag, because I didn't have the nerve to ask any girls. I used to be shy. And, you know, anyway, so I'm standing in line, and there's this gorgeous drop-dead girl standing with three other girls, and I'm looking at this one, and I go, she's way out of my league. You know, she'll never talk to me. And she says, aren't you Peterick? I just saw the Ides of March. You guys were great. And we just started talking, and look, I wrote Vehicle for her to try to win her back after she dumped me, Bill.
Yeah, yeah. It happens.
It does happen.
But a happy ending.
Well, I showed her. I wrote a number one song, and she starts calling me again. 47 years later, we're still
congratulations.
Having a blast.
I think once you do that for somebody, they can't dump you anymore, can they?
That was the theory, and it worked.
Song.
Yeah, you know.
Tell Patty Boyd that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Good point.
Layla,
good
was
point.
That Layla?
Yeah. Yeah. She looks wonderful tonight.
Oh, that too.
And yeah, she had a lot of songs written about her.
And a lot of boyfriends.
Yes.
You mentioned what a hero Ray Charles was to you. Please tell me you got to meet him at some point, did you?
I saw him, but he didn't see me.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Is that sad?
No, you know, he was my idol. I never met him. It was just like in the distance, you know? And nobody sang like Ray.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And he could take Georgia on My Mind and make you cry.
If you did get to meet him, what would you say to him or ask him?
You're my hero. I love you. I wouldn't ask him anything.
Jim, that's nice, but what would you say to Ray Charles if you ever ran into him?
Wait a minute. What did I miss? That was over my head, Bill.
He's saying you're saying
you were
that to him.
That to me.
Oh! Okay. Okay. You punked me.
It's not hard to do with Bill Left, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, he's on that TV show that I did, Collector's Call.
Yeah.
Virgil from Facts of Life.
Blair.
TV's Blair.
Yeah, that's right.
She came to your house. Wasn't that
great
fun?
Gal. Oh, my God. I was pinching myself. You know, I'm starstruck, you know, by people like that.
You are?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's hard to believe.
Still, but we got along really good, and my nerves melted down. How about you?
Oh, well, it was just strange walking around the house and going, oh, there's Blair from Facts of Life just sitting in my bedroom. That didn't seem right.
That's better than Donnie Bonaducci.
Slightly better.
Slightly.
How many guitars do you have?
I have almost 200. I got 190 guitars.
200?
Yeah, and counting. Don't, if Karen, if you're listening, I'm cutting it off. I really am.
Do you keep all 200 on display?
Yeah.
You do?
I do.
Boy, that takes up a lot of space, huh? Hey,
well, yeah.
Guitar room.
I mean, I've got the basement full of guitars, my bedroom, my bathroom, yes.
The toilet's shaped like a guitar.
No, it's not.
A mandolin?
You're so lying. No, it's shaped like a toilet.
Oh. Yeah. All right. The 55th anniversary album, it's called Play On. It drops today. It's available in vinyl form and CD form.
Correct.
Vinyl is just so happening
right now.
It's
coming back.
Yeah.
Take my turntable out of mothballs and get it working again.
Yep.
Sounds so amazing. But you can get this on Amazon.com. You can download it on iTunes, Spotify, and at any local record store if they have any.
They'll have them. They'll get more. We won't run out. All right, the legendary Jim Peterick is here. You'll play a song or two for us when we get back?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Looking forward to it.
Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Jim Peterick is with us. This is kind of a world's premiere of this particular song from the new record, Play On. 55 years, 55th anniversary. Can I just ask you real quickly, how does a band stay together that long? Mm. Hasn't there been a lot of fighting and nothing?
No.
That's amazing to me.
You know, I have a song on this album called Friends Like You Are Hard to Find. Can't count the times I've leaned on your shoulder. Friends like you are heart and soul, solid gold like the photos in our folder. Like the finest wine, we mellow with time. You know, and that's it. That's the odds.
But you always hear bands say there were creative differences. We wanted to try things one way. They wanted to try things another way. There's never been any.
Well, no, there has been.
Has there? Yeah.
And that's, you know, when you make a stew or a soup, it's those ingredients that make it flavorful.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, the spice is there. You know, Larry's got his opinions and Scott and everybody puts into that soup, you know. And but we don't fight about it. We try all these ideas, and that's the odds.
Yeah.
I love it. 55 years going strong, and this is the world premiere here on WGN Radio. It's Jim Peterik, and this is from the new one, Play On. It's called Blue Storm Rising.
Yep.
Whenever you're ready.
And may I say, on the record, it's a duet with Kathy Richardson, and it's just me. Here we go. You ready? One, two, three, four. Who's gonna be first to lay it on out? The silence is screaming 'cause nobody's talking out loud. Hear the shattering glass of the wind at the door. Even the dog's acting strange. He knows when that rain's gonna pour. Out on the horizon line, there's a darkness that's bleeding us dry. Love must have gone there to die, and it's scaring me cold. It's like you and me and the sky, all three of us crying. Blue storm rising. I just know something bad is blowing on through. I'm gonna name this hurricane after you. The way that you love me, the way I loved you back. Tell me how did that blue sky we painted fade into black? Out on the horizon line, there's a darkness that's bleeding us dry. Love must have gone there to die, and it's scaring me cold. It's like you and me and the sky, all three of us crying. Blue storm rising. Blue storm rising. There's a blue storm. There's a blue storm rising.
That's incredible.
Thank you, Bill.
That's incredible. I have to ask you, Jim.
Thank you, Jazzy Lady.
Years ago, you told us that when you wrote Eye of the Tiger, you wanted the song to emulate an actual fight, like the way a guy's getting hit during a fight. That song has that with a storm. I'm conjuring up images of gray clouds and mist and fog. How do you do, when you're writing a song, how do you do that?
That's the biggest compliment ever. That's what I tried to do with every song, you know. How can I convince you? You know, whatever the mood of the lyric is, that's what I try to capture.
Yeah.
And it's, you're right, this is tumultuous, man.
Right.
You know, I can see the storm on Lake Michigan right
now. I had
now.
Papers in front of me blowing around while you were singing that song. I don't know how you did
that. No, that really happened. But thank you.
That's amazing. And what a gift that is.
With Kathy Richardson on that, on the record, I adore her.
So do I.
She's a good girl.
She's amazing.
And you bring up Eye of the Tiger. You pretty much don't have to work ever again with the royalties you get on Eye of the Tiger, right?
I'd make more money if I didn't do anything. But I'm always reinvesting in other talent and spending a lot of money trying to develop new talent. And that's my downfall. No, I love it. I love it. But, yeah, it's been very good to me.
Good for you. You deserve it.
Thank you.
All right. The Ides of March, still together 55 years later. What was your first practice like? Do you remember that years ago in Berwyn?
I remember it because we were watching the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. And there we were trying to learn their songs.
Yeah.
And we go, that's what we want to be right there.
Yeah.
Hear those girls screaming? That's what we want the cheerleaders to do for us, you know. And we got them. We got those cheerleaders just like that, man. All you got to do is sing and look semi-cool. And no, it's not all about the females, you know. I mean, you do it because you love it.
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah, but you look not even semi-cool. You look really cool when you're up on stage playing an instrument and or singing.
Well, you would know. You're a gal.
Yep. That's true.
I mean, God, Iggy Pop even looks good on stage.
Well, he's ripped. How does he do that?
I don't know.
He's like 100 years old. he looks great.
Right.
And he's jumping into the crowd.
I know. Yeah. He's pretty amazing,
His neck
too.
Must be horrible.
Is there ever a day you don't feel like being a rock star? Do you ever wake up and go, not today?
Never.
Never, ever.
No, that's my MO.
Yeah.
I love it. I wake up and say, oh, man, I get to play a show, or I get to go in the studio, or go on the Bill and Wendy show, or whatever. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Well, you're not only pulling it out, you're hitting home runs on a daily basis, Jim,
well,
so keep it up.
I go for grand slams, but thanks.
Today's the day it drops, as the kids are saying,
yes.
The legendary Ides of March releasing.
Wendy, can I interrupt you?
Absolutely.
I wanted to plug, well, go on theidesofmarch.com for all our coming shows, but there's one that's really special, and it's our official 55th anniversary show at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. You guys are invited.
Mm-hmm.
We're bringing in Mark Farner.
Love him.
And he's great. He's on our album, but the first single called Swagger with that video is just going public now.
That's a great video.
Thank you. It's funny. It's got all these swaggering people like John Wayne and Mick Jagger and on and on and on, and cartoon people.
Yeah, Bill, you'd love it.
Yeah,
sounds
it's
great.
It's funny. But anyway, what was I talking about?
So the Genesee Theater.
Yeah, Genesee Theater, 26th of October. And there's still tickets. It's going to be really fun. We're taping it live for a special.
Excellent.
And you can sing.
You can move your arms.
Oh, yeah. We're going to make you
swaying.
Do that.
Which I hope you feel special, because I've never done that at a show in my life, and I've seen a lot of live music.
Well, you'll do it again on the 26th. I'll be watching.
All right, cool. He is Jim Peterick. Again, your website for all the info.
Thanks for having me, guys. I love you guys.
IdesOfMarch.com. Is that it?
That's the website, right?
TheIdesOfMarch.com.
Yep. Thank you.
Thanks,
Coming
Jim.
Up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand. He is in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN.